Podcasting 2.0 for May 12, 2023, episode 132, Felt Manhood. Hey, hey, Friday once again. Oh, this is where your weekend really starts, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Podcasting 2.0, the only boardroom where playing music is required. That's right. We got everything going on with the future and the current state of podcasting, the podcast namespace, podcastindex.org, and everything happening at podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who purges your index better than any AI can. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
Nathan Gathright just dive bombed me in the chat.
What'd he do?
He said, MK Ultra chat question mark. I'm like, oh, I forgot.
You forgot to fire it up.
I did. I forgot to set sail with the chat, and it's DOA now.
Oh,
dang it!
Oh, you. See, what do you
but
mean?
I don't have it plugged in. I don't have it plugged in yet to the. Here, okay, let me.
Well, can you fire that? I mean, well, so what are we using here? Because we have our live chat room.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do we want people to use the MK Ultra chat, or what do we want them to use? I mean, I'm fine either way.
Doesn't matter. I mean, like, they can use whatever they want.
Yeah, but
I
thought they were going to be connected.
Activity Pub.
I thought they were going to be connected.
They will be one day.
Oh, okay. All right. Just want to. Yeah,
one day we're getting there. I can't even auto start it yet. So we're one.
What, do you have to do a whole command line beboop?
Two different ones because there's two. It's a twofer. It's a twofer. Yeah. It's a split process. So there's a web process, an HTTP server that goes, it sits in there, and then there's a WebSocket server, both talk to the same back end, but like you have to fire them up separately. So this should all be, at the end of this process, it will be Dockerized so that these things come up as a Docker, what do you call that thing?
Container?
Yeah, but it's like we're two containers. I'm drawing a blank. It's Docker Compose. Sorry, Docker Compose.
Oh, Docker Compose. I've had my head deep into Docker containers and Compose.
Oh, have you? Yeah. How did it feel?
Well, it's a little smelly. But I had one of those original Bitcoin machines, which is basically the Raspberry Pi preloaded with Umbral. It has a cool little display that shows you, you know, it circles between the mempool and the current price and, you know, just almost like a bit clock type thing. And it has a 2 terabyte hard drive internal. And if there's one thing I've learned about Raspberry Pis, like the whole power management thing, and I mean really like the power coming from the power supply sucks. In fact, the Raspberry Pi platform in general is a little disappointing to me, considering that, you know, for $150 you can get a B-Link and, you know, just jam Ubuntu on there, and it's more powerful.
People using these Raspberry Pis as like their main desktop, you people are nuts.
It's not.
Don't do that.
So what happened is, you know, I'm not quite sure why, but then the power supply was too weak, and then it wouldn't recognize the drive, and this would go up and down and up and down, and I didn't know if it was the power supply, the drive. Well, ultimately, this happened so many times, the drive started to go bad.
So I decided
to get a B-Link. I loaded Ubuntu on it, and then I did it with rsync because, you know, with rsync, if it fails, you can go back and it'll pick up where it left off instead of, you know, like CP.
Yeah. CP dash R.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you do dash A and then it'll get all the dot files and everything. And
on Windows, it's xcopy.
Yeah, I try to stay away from Windows. So I was able to copy the contents of the drive over. And then, you know, I did sudo... you know, script start, and it went, hey, I don't have Docker. Oh, shoot. Okay. Install Docker, install PYYQ2PPOPPOO, whatever all this stuff that it kept screaming for.
I don't think that's real.
Well, YQ was the last thing it needed. I don't know what that was. And I love that about Unix. It just says, no, this, I need this. Okay. Install that. Now I need this. All right. And now I need this thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I fire it up. Bam. It just works. On a whole new machine,
And it came back to life. Tail scale worked, the same address. It just worked again. That was really phenomenal.
I told a coworker of mine the other day, I was fighting a Windows Remote Desktop RDS server farm, and this thing would not produce the correct RDP files for access. And it was just like a bunch of stuff was missing. It just nothing I did would fix this. And finally, I found an obscure reference on a website to somebody who had a similar problem a few years ago. And they're like, it's your certificates. You got to re-upload the certificates. But the certificates are right. You just have to do it again. And like they're already there, but you just have to do it again because that's just what Windows wants.
Well, that's
and I was like, why am I fighting with this? Like Linux just works all the time.
Well, so I got my Start 9 machine in.
Ooh, you lucky bastard.
Well, you know, I'd spent a couple hours with the CEO talking about the future and everything. I think actually Cameron is already working on making an app for it with IPFS podcasting, which is one of the things they were interested in. I said, this is on the Purism hardware. So this is the high end. This is like the pro version. It's a really nice, beautiful, beautiful box. Plug it in. You know, it does everything you expect, except they kind of want you to go through everything using either .local or Tor. Mm-hmm. And they're, I guess, in the version 4 of the, because it's an OS, it's not a Docker thing. It's an actual operating system. They're going to have clear net access. But until then, so you have to, and it's like the whole beauty of this is it's supposed to be click and you don't have to do command line stuff and you don't, but you do have to install the certificate and you wind up with a machine name like that you can't change. Apparently mine is felt-manhood.local. I'm like, I don't like this.
Why did it do that? Did you choose that?
No. It generated automatically.
This is not great.
No, that didn't feel good. And then I had to go in and I have to install the cert into my browser and into the operating system. So like, wow, man, that was a lot more than I bargained for.
So please tell me that if you install, is this destined to be a Lightning node?
Well, I mean, it's got Nextcloud. It's destined. The whole point of Start 9 is to take you off big tech Silicon Valley stuff. And replace it with, you know, with your own sovereign hosting.
I just want you to put Felt Manhood into your value block, into your split.
I think it's a show title, honestly.
It is. It's a very much a show title.
Anyway, I told the CEO, Matt, nice guy. I said, hey, I'm writing down some stuff here. You want me to send it to a particular team member? He said, no, send it directly to me. So that's one of the things I have. I need to be able to change that name. By the way, .local doesn't work on Wi-Fi extenders. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that having just pure clean net access, which, you know, they have a way to do it. Which would just solve all of this. And I think the certificate part, yeah, I understand being sovereign, but holy crap, it's really complicated to install a cert, both server, and you have to install it on every machine you're using, on every browser. You know, it takes a bit.
I don't know. My dirty secret is that SSL is just the most confusing thing in the world to me, TLS. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I understand the raw concepts, but when it comes to actually pushing things out into different places, I mean, have you ever read the man page on OpenSSL command?
You mean the Felt page?
The Felt, have you ever read? Felt man page, there's your show title. It's horrible. It's worse than FFmpeg. I mean, nobody understands these options.
Holy crap.
Go podcasting!
Baller! Shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
We just got a 450,000 sat boost from Martin on the new Podfriend 2 lit app.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, so.
All right, show's over. Good board meeting, everybody. We'll see you next week.
So Podfriend 2.0
does lit.
It's functional. It's like a
it's alive.
Death Star 2.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Yeah, as the Empire would say, this battleship is fully operational.
I wonder if that was a fat finger there. Are you sure you meant to send that, Martin?
We'll send. It's not going back, Martin. It's a one-time thing. Yeah. it's no refunds. It's
holy crap, man! Thank you so much, Martin. Well, and he boosted earlier. He said first lit boost from Podfriend. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. He's got that working for Podfriend too. You know, it hasn't been released yet, but you know, he's been teasing us with it. And I posted I gave him a little screenshot. Hey, received. And he's like, oh, I feel douchey now that I only sent 10 sats. I'm like, well, I didn't say it, but yeah, you know, yeah, kind of.
I didn't say it out loud.
Wow. Thank you very much, Martin. That's fantastic. Awesome. That really is.
So that tells you that V for V is working in Podfriend 2.0 and live is both. They're both working.
He says in the chat here, I did mean to send it. Funny enough, it was supposed to have a message attached, so I think the beta test failed. Do it again.
Keep going.
We are lit, of course, live and in person. The live item tag is activated. This is something that is becoming very popular. All the apps are integrating it. Currently, we have Podverse, CurioCaster, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict. I understand that... Fountain is in beta on iOS and Android, and soon we'll have Podfriend version 2. This is very exciting, especially because there's a lot. The podcast industrial complex is creeping me out, and I have good reason to say this. Well, I mean, it's, and I know, I'm sure this was, I don't know, I don't think this was intentional, but I'm listening to Pod News Weekly Review. And by the way, thank you, James, for wishing me well with my health issues. All is well. All is good. And Sam's doing an interview with Sharon Taylor, the SVP podcast strategy at Triton Digital. I don't know much about Triton, but I think they do a lot with, radio stations, and they were talking about podcasting and radio stations, and Sam brings up the lit tag, and it's not so much the lit tag as to what she said and what he affirmed that kind of threw me off. Here's a clip.
And it's like fundamentally the radio station telling you your show's now live. Now, I don't know if you've come across that at all.
No, I haven't, no. So we're familiar with the Namespace project, although what they've stopped calling it that now, and it's...
SP.
Thank you. Yes.
What?
No.
That's what? Not,
that's not right.
That's not. In fact, it's borderline insulting.
Wait, no, these are two different things. The podcasting 2.0, the Namespace and the Podcast Standards Project are not related.
And now I need to question, what is going on with the Podcast Standards Project? I mean, this thing seems to be stuck in second gear. Like somebody shift that thing into three or four, because if you look at the website, nothing has changed. It's still the initial, and we tried to boot. We're still giving them 5% of our boost to help fund their initiatives. I don't see anything moving with this thing. And so this is where I got creeped out, because I went to podstandards.org and I go under blog and news, and so I see the same initial post from Justin Jackson, founder of Transistor. And then all of a sudden, I realize what creeped me out. The title is, What is Open Podcasting and Why Does It Matter? You know what? No. No, no, no. But I keep hearing this.
Why is that creepy?
Because we are podcasting. All the rest is closed podcasting. We're not open. We're podcasting. We were here before anybody else. You don't get to come in and say open podcasting. But you might as well say, hey, we're douche losers. No. Closed podcasting is what the podcast industrial complex does. So I'm fundamentally against this now. Not against the Pod Standards Project. But unless they don't do anything. But no, we are podcasting. Wherever you get your podcast, that's podcasting. YouTube, Spotify, that's closed podcasting. Wondery, closed podcasting. The Apple, closed podcasting. Subscriptions, it's all fine. I'm not against subscriptions. I don't believe in them personally, at least not in hiding something behind a paywall. I certainly believe in subscriptions where someone pays you on a regular basis. But thank you. I think you saw you put auto into the namespace for the value block. Thank you for that. I'd love for someone to implement that because, there's a lot of podcasts I'd like to support. By the way, we haven't really discussed it much. You and I had a quick back and forth about it. The auto subscription or timed payment, I'm not quite sure what a better explanation is, mm-hmm. is kind of critical for the whole value for value concept, which has never really been discussed or explained. But using No Agenda as an example, we of course have down days. We have down months, in fact. These past 2 months have been pretty down. Mainly because of tax time. That's when people get, now we will have a spike when people get their refunds and they start giving us refunds. Tax time, and in general, it's just that time of year. It just happens. And we go into the summer. It's usually a little bit lower in the summer.
End of school, beginning of summer.
When people have other expenses, understandable. Mm-hmm. And then still there'll be, phenomenal, spurts when just something happens or something strikes a chord, and that's true value for value. But having it's probably about 30% of our overall income. And it takes a while to build that up is over time is from people who send something weekly or monthly. And mm-hmm. I've never counted it, but, our subscribers are also very near and dear to us. Have someone. What are you laughing about?
I was just having to look over.
Sir Bamrose
made a comment about phenomenal spurs.
Yes, thank you, Bamrose.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yes,
he drive by me. Sorry.
Having someone support us with $5 a show, or $5 a week, or $5 a month is. It's critical when you have 100 of those. That's a big deal. So having that built in is kind of critical. And I'd love for developers to think about adding that. I know it's yet another thing. But remember, you're part of it.
We're here for yet another thing. That's kind of the whole point, honestly.
One more thing, exactly. So I would like to change this. And I know Todd will be on board with it because he's probably the biggest open podcasting guy in the hosting business we have right now. And he keeps saying open podcasting. Todd, we don't have to say that, brother. We are podcasting. You were there in the beginning. Everyone else is closed podcasting.
Well, is the word open podcasting on the Pod Standards Project?
Yes.
Site?
Yeah.
Okay, that should be removed.
It literally says that. That's why I got triggered by it. If you go to Blog and News, it says, "What is open podcasting and why does it matter?" And now I know. I'm like, no. What is closed podcasting and why do we need to fight it? That should be the title.
We should do a search and replace.
Yes. It's just, and I know no one meant any malice. But that is slippage, man. We can't let that happen. And besides, who gives a crap? Closed podcast. All I hear is that advertising is up. Everything's great. Fine.
Well,
go ahead.
Let me
do whatever you want.
I don't know that that's the case. PRX lays off 10% of staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just saw this right before the show. It says this is everybody's got their angle on things, and everybody's pushing their own version of whatever the truth happens to be. Cause everybody's got their own numbers and it's all just BS. Honestly, this says PRX laying off 10% of their staff. Every effort was made to avoid this scenario, including multiple cost saving measures that is unfortunately due to decline in podcast sponsorship revenue felt across the industry.
Yeah.
There you go. They're laying off 10% of their staff because decline in podcast advertising. Yeah. But then you listen to somebody else and it's going great.
Well, I listen to Pod News Daily. I listen to it every single day. And it sounds like CNBC headlines, It's like, everything's horrible. Stocks are up. Blah, 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 blah. Market's up. Blah, blah, blah. It's a great opportunity. It's up. Blah, 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 blah. Everything's down. That means it's going up. I mean, it's like, by the way.
Bye.
30,000 sats from Martin. Beta failed successfully. That's right.
Successful failure.
Thank you very much, Martin. It's so good to have Martin back again. And I read such a beautiful exchange between him and Stephen B. of Curiocaster. And I think I even posted about it that they get so motivated by the group. And also, I think by seeing Satoshis, you know, Satoshis don't represent, you know, it's not a fiat monetary value. It's an appreciation, you know, it's like, and when a podcaster adds an app into their split, or when, you know, when someone is using an app and automatically a split goes to the developer and all developers, all kinds of different services and products within the ecosystem. I mean, can I just pat ourselves on the back? We were smart to do that. The splits idea was genius.
Who came up with that? Was that you or me?
Yeah, it's us. We came up with it together. I mean,
I need the most affirmation from you. So I'm going to say that it was me. No, actually, you know what? Honestly, I think it was Paul Itoy.
It might have been. But
he should have a perpetual split in everything we do. Actually,
well, if he'll ever email me back or you know answer my call, I mean, if he just disappeared and no matter how many times I left a voicemail, he just never answered.
By the way, we've completely not even talked about you being the Barry Bonds of podcasting, making the hits.
What do you mean the Barry Bonds of podcasting?
I mean, you're making the hits. Like your batting average is great. I mean, like you launched Joe Martin into the stratosphere.
Oh, brother. Okay. So you're jumping ahead here, but yes, let's talk about this for a second.
All the way to the top of the Fountain Hot. The Fountain Hot 100 or whatever that is.
No, the Wave Lake chart went to the top of Wave Lake.
I mean that was us. That was the show.
So a couple things. First of all, we did this test. And it was, you know, and I have to thank Alex Gates for coming up with the whole tag idea, the timed split. Of course, Stephen B for implementing the round robin both in Sovereign feeds as well as in Curiocaster, which really was, that's the only way we're able to prove the concept. So if you didn't, and I want to do another, I want to try another test today, if you don't mind, because it was mind blowing how that worked, where we played a song from Joe Martin. And at that moment in Curiocaster, the only app that supports it at the present time, every streaming value for value payment, every boost, every boostagram went 95% to Joe Martin. And I don't even know whatever value block it was. I think it might have gone to his Wave Lake. And he woke up in the morning and literally went, "What? I'm number one? What happened?" Which I think is just, it's so phenomenally beautiful. And then after the song is over, then the split comes back to us. And it was, you know, I'm not trying to pick on Pod News Weekly Review. But we did get a mention about this, but you know. But then they interviewed people for like 30 minutes about, you know, we're playing music on podcasts. This is so much bigger than a technical thing. It's cool that we had a technical implementation where the value switched from coming to us, going majority to the artist, who then of course could also have his own split anyway. I think he had maybe Wave Lake in there and himself. He could have put a number of different people in there, but all of that would have worked, presumably. It's much bigger than that. We are now circumventing an entire industry that's been in place for, oh goodness, 60, 70 years. I mean, the performing rights organizations, the publishers, which are usually record companies, you know, there's all kinds of other rats lurking around, you know, Sound Exchange, and really the people who made it completely impossible for licensed music through ASCAP, BMI, Buma Stemra, CSAC, all these different organizations around the world to be played, because that would, you know, oh, well, it's a synchronization, right? It's a, you know, you're making something downloadable. Boom, here comes the Harry Fox agency. We cut out all of those people, all of them. They're all cut out. And we're not in the middle either.
It's going. That's the most beautiful part of it is where is there's nobody in the middle. It's not that you replaced them. There's nobody in them. There's no middle.
It's going directly from people who are enjoying the product, outstanding product, to the people making that product. That and yeah, and again, the app they're using gets a piece of the action. The podcast that is playing it in this case gets a piece of the action. This is going to spark a huge revolution. And I'd like to, with your permission, I'd like to do another test, not with Joe yes. Martin today. Okay. So we have, of course, Stephen B., who he designs electrical boxes for a living, doesn't he? He's like an
something like that. Like, electrical something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'm downplaying. I'm sure he does designs for an entire building or something. But it's so hard to connect it to the guy that has built CurioCaster, Sovereign Feeds, and LN Beats, lnbeats.com, Lightning Network Beats. So this is now my homework machine. So I go to LN Beats, and I can sample all kinds of music. The only music he has in there has medium equals music, so a lot of it's from Wavelake, people who've submitted to the podcast mm-hmm. index. And and this is where I look around. I try and find some songs. And I found one, and I don't know the artists. I've not contacted them. I'd like to see if we can get another another artist to the top of the Wavelake chart.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
So who is it? Give me the rundown. Well, you're picking the hits.
Well, as you know, I'm picking the hits. I'm kind of a poppy kind of guy. And Fridays used to be, sync activity. Fridays used to be FUBAR Friday, Daily Source Codes. I'm really looking for something upbeat. I'm also looking for something within the 3 minute range. You know, it's like I like the bam, bam. Let's thank you, ma'am. Let's get it done and over with. So again, as of the last time, if you want to participate in the test, you can of course listen to this on any podcast app. But if you'd like to help out, listen to it on CurioCaster. Connect your Get Albie wallet so you can stream and you can boost. And this is just at random. Although I did vet the entire album. It's Rusty Gate. Nice little poppy tune. It's called A Girl Like Me.
I looked into your heart. I looked into your soul. And I saw a man about to lose control.
Hit me now, yeah!
And a girl like me. You looked into her heart. You looked into her soul. And I saw a man about to lose control. You don't need that girl. Not just any old girl. Oh, baby, you can surely. And a girl like me. No matter where it is. and a girl like me. A guy like you and a girl like me.
One more time.
A guy like you and a girl like me.
All right, this was unexpected.
Yeah, Booberry.
So the minute I hit the track, the chat room goes nuts. Booberry's like, oh my God, that's my dad's band. I don't know if it's good or not. I'm like, oh, am I playing old people music here? I really like this song. It's like, you know, it has kind of that 80s, like Blondie type feel to it.
Totally. That's what I was picking up too.
Yeah. Really. And so this was, we're not going to be playing music in every single podcasting 2.0 unless you all want that. But this is also very important for Stephen B, who had a whole bunch of things he tweaked and fixed and needed to adjust. And that's what we do here.
This is scissor sharpening is what this is. This is fine tuning the scissors. Yeah. You know, that little screw in the middle that you have to tighten it up from time to time. This is adjustment. I was trying to figure out which one you were going to play. I thought you might go Satoshi's Funk, or Fudge.
There's one of those. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going by my ear, man. I was actually, Tina's in New York this week, so I was running a little bit behind. The dog is like very inconsolable. Yeah. Her mom's gone. She's lying by the door. Didn't poop this morning. I'm like, I'll tell you, why don't we go to the park? So I went and took her to the park at 9:15. It's not a great day. Running around, she pooped, of course. We come back. But then I'm running late, and I'm like, I got to get something to eat. I haven't had breakfast. So I dashed over to Whataburger to do a drive-thru, which is probably, if it comes to fast food, the healthiest you can get in Texas. And on the way there, I'm just on LM Beats, like, let me find something. I want to find something. And I didn't want it to be someone I knew.
Something new,
it's just something that popped up. So we've got something going on here. And I've got Cody from Rev FM in Kerrville. And he's been following this, and he's like, holy crap, I want in on this. And so he's now actively recruiting bands. He knows, I mean, he's been in the rock music business for a long time, and he's getting people on Wave Lake and getting them to submit to the index. So he's going to start a show. And
oh, sweet.
Yeah. I mean, he does the morning show on Rev FM. Okay. The rock of Texas. Yeah.
The rock. Nice.
Yeah. So, this, we got something going on here. Something's happening. I'm very, very excited.
Okay. Well, let's throw a debate in here. Mm-hmm. Or not debate. Daniel brought up that he thinks that
namespace talk. Yes. I saw this. Yes.
Yeah. So let me sort of.
Well, explain what he's saying.
So what he said was, this should be in the V for V splits in this scenario. So this is just a recap what's happening here so that we're all on the same page.
Right on.
Our value block in our feed tells podcasting apps to stream sats as boosts and streams from the app, tells it to send it back to our nodes because our splits are in there. So then now we have, courtesy of Alex, we have this new XML tag, value time split. And so the idea here is that you have that we are going to put this split tag into our value block that says for this time for a start time of X minutes and X seconds, begin sending sats not to us, not to our splits, but forklift this split from another feed into here and send it to those splits for this duration. And then revert back to our split. Yeah, it's
basically like just switching wallets for the duration of the song.
Exactly. Much easier explanation. Thank you. So that's
with the inheritance of any split. So if your wallet is actually three wallets of the band members, that carries through. So it's not just one; it can be three payments, whatever you set up in your splits.
And that's the key part of this is that So the way this works is through the value time split references a remote item, and the remote item is a pointer to another feed. So the app sees that, goes out, grabs the value block in its entirety, all the splits from that other feed, pulls it in and uses it, and then lets it go.
Right.
And so like you said, it's if the entire block is not just one person or one split.
So in this case, Wavelake, I think there is a split between the artist and Wavelake. I don't even know if they can manage splits on the Wavelake platform. Are you aware?
I don't know if they have that yet. I don't remember what they said.
But I think I'm pretty sure that there is one split. Well, in fact, I can take a look. Because of course I put a girl like me in the show notes. Anyway, continue while I'm looking that up.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. So then Daniel brought up on the Podcast Index Social that, well, this should be in the chapters because this is inherent. And I understand his thinking there. This is an inherently time-based operation. So it makes the most sense to put it in the chapters. And I understand the thinking, but that's not the right way to think about this.
Why is he thinking that?
Well, because it's a time sensitive operation, and so the chapters already have.
Isn't that what transcripts are as well? Are transcripts also time sensitive?
Yeah, but transcripts. So chapters is inherently a way to delineate things based on time, whereas transcripts are just time as a property of the transcript.
Got it.
So like, you know, I understand his thinking is, we've already got this thing here.
Something already working. Why don't we just add to it?
Or something already specified. Yeah. And this thing, that's what it does. The chapters are inherently like a clock that's ticking on the podcast where certain events happen. And so I understand that I think the problem here is twofold. When you have a thing that is critical to the podcast, so for instance, something like the enclosure. The enclosure itself, you don't put that in a separate file. There's a certain set of elements that are critical to the functionality of the podcast to make it work, and they're not like sort of add-on extras, and anything to do with monetizing, or that should be considered critical to the functionality of the show, of the podcast. So that stuff needs to be in the XML.
In the feed itself. Yeah, I got you there.
For two reasons. One, because it's more reliable. And two, because not everybody, lots of people have already said, we're not even going to do chapters. I mean, there's been hosting companies that have said, we're not doing that.
Well, they literally can't because they've already committed to dynamic ad insertion and either don't have control of it or don't want to recode or refactor for it. And yeah. So they're just, it's just giving up. Dynamic, well, that's because they're closed podcasting.
It's because they've tied themselves to
I'm such a dick, aren't I?
Well, you tie yourself to dynamic ass insertion, and that's what
you
get.
Did you say dynamic ass insertion? I'm sure I heard you say that.
That's exactly what I said, because that stuff's garbage. It stinks. So that's what that's when if you so those are those two reasons. But then there's another reason to do this because or not to put it in chapters is there's already these tags and everything already exist in order to reference these things, and we need to extend that. We've got these building blocks. We're going to put these things together. I think this stuff, the value block information can exist in the chapters. I think that's fine as an add-on. And I think that will come eventually in time. We can stick that stuff in there. But the base layer reliable stuff needs to be in the feed.
Also, implementation matters. You know, this first implementation has been done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do we need to go and change it if it's something that's working and all the bugs are being hashed out as we speak? I mean, you know, to me, it doesn't matter at all because I wasn't even sure if he was using Alex Gates's idea or not. I had no idea how he did it because, you know, he's done the whole round robin. I mean, he could be doing it in a number of ways I have no idea of, and I guess he did, which is why I need to thank Alex for writing that up.
Well, it takes advantage of remote item, and remote item is going to become a critical piece to everything. That's why I pushed so hard for it on prod roll.
Right.
Element.
Right.
Because it's a puzzle piece.
Yeah.
It's like a Lego. You stick this, it has one job. Its job is to point to a section of a, to point to another feed or another episode in another feed. And so once you have that, you can mix and match and plug it in anywhere, and it can be plugged in as it is in value time split, where it's a child of the value time split, or it could be plugged in as a parent of another item, like a soundbite. Mm-hmm. So you can say, okay, sound, here's a remote item, and there's a child of the remote item called soundbite.
Right.
And so that tells the app, go to this other feed, grab this episode, and then only play this portion of it.
So this actually uses remote item? Or just the concept of remote item.
It uses remote item because it's a value time split with a remote item specifier in it. That's nice. How the app knows where to go and pick up the other value block.
For musicians, artists, bands, etc., in the show notes for this show, 132, links to the Music Side Project Studio, which allows you to create your own splits and your own system, as well as a video which is called Music Side Project Studio, the game changer every independent musician needs to know. It shows exactly how to do it. So that's a link to LM Beats and all that. And if you're listening to this on a different app, go ahead and just switch to CurioCaster and listen to that song and send a boostergram so you can let Rusty Gate know that that they were a part of, yet again, part of history in the making.
Now, is Rusty Gate the name of the band or a dude in the band?
As far as I know, it's the name of the band.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, they also had a psychedelic mix of this song, but it's too psychedelic for me.
It's not poppy enough.
No, you know me. I like poppy, man. I'd like it to be poppy. So, since we're talking about this, should we go into?
And now it's time for some hot namespace talk.
Since you know, phase six is upon us and there's stuff to be discussed and you're active in the GitHub doing all kinds of stuff, I think we need to bring people up to speed on what's going on.
Yeah, we did part of it just there. That's remote item. Yes. That's written up. I got to add another aspect to it, which is sort of, it's written up as a child in its sort of child functionality, but I need to also write up the sort of parent part of it where it can hold other elements, like we discussed. So, because it's like a dual use tag.
That's very exciting. I didn't quite understand it. Now that you know, you've put this into context for me, it sounds like this could be a core element of the namespace. Sometimes incorrectly called the Pod Standards Project.
Didn't we change the name? Didn't we change the name from the names podcast namespace to Pod Standards Project?
I guess not.
pod roll. We've got that defined in there, waiting on a little bit more feedback. But I think
that's controversial. Because there was lots. I kind of fell out of the back and forth after message 1000. What is everyone happy now with where we're at with Podroll? Because it was supposed to be really simple and beautiful, and then people kept jamming stuff in, and everyone got angry, and we're back and forth. And I don't know if it's really anger. I mean, it depends on how the context of reading it. But you know, what like this? And so, what's where are we at?
So I think we're good. I mean, I have not seen any negative feedback yet. Kevin was messing around and being giving me a hard time, but I think so. His issue mainly just fell down to simplicity. He's like, I just want this to be a simple tag. I don't want to overcomplicate it. And I think we're there. Like he initially had podcast colon pod role as a comma separated list of GUIDs, feed GUIDs.
Right.
Which works, except there's a couple of things. If there's a couple of ways it can fall down. So we have remote item. And so that needs all that can just exist in there as a GUID reference. Like it adds zero complexity because it's still just a GUID reference, but it makes the aggregation so much easier. Because if you're aggregating XML, you can just let the parser do all the work. If it's an XML element, if it's not, you have to extract the value and then do a comma explode on it. So like you don't have like, I don't know. It makes the code a lot more straightforward for me, for an aggregator.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good. That's what you want. You're already parsing XML anyway. Just keep going. So, but the other thing is if we use remote item, we get this other benefit. And this is a real issue that we need to face. Yes, GUIDs are awesome. And yes, GUIDs are the way of the future. But there's going to be some apps that don't have
GUID resolving capability.
Yes. Like there's going to be some apps that are
Customatic specifically.
They don't have a back end. And I don't want these. Here's the thing. I don't want GUIDs to rely on us. I don't want to be the GUID guy. I don't want to be the GUID's central repository for the universe. Like the whole idea here is that everybody can see it. So everybody builds their own lists. Like that's there. So as part of remote item, we also have a feed URL. You have a feed GUID attribute, and you also have a feed URL attribute. So the pod role or whatever else uses remote item can use the GUID or the URL. The specification says use both. So that's you have this URL attribute capability that you can have as a fallback for those apps that are kneecapped. And I think it's important.
Is it, so, but that seems like that stands apart from everybody, from where GUIDs are located. So you're saying two different things. One, you want to make sure that all apps can use this functionality or have a fallback. Two, you don't want to be the central repository for GUIDs. Who then and why not?
Who then should be the central repository?
Yeah, or how do you handle that?
Well, there isn't. That's the whole concept of GUID, is that there is never a central repository. The feed itself declares its GUID value. And so Everybody has everybody can read it. So think about Castomatic or AntennaPod that don't have any sort of server backend.
You make it sound like they're poor orphans or something, you know. It's like, you know, little orphan Annie. Think of the poor children who don't have any parents.
It's just Franco sitting in his living room with a stick and a MacBook.
Stick.
But there's an app like that, they don't even know. They would have to pull somebody like us, which is fine. They can if they want to. I don't have a problem with it, but they shouldn't have to.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm all for true decentralization, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, and being less of the center of the universe as possible.
So if you have both in the spec and you require both, you say, okay, you need to use a feed GUID and a feed URL. When the app sees that, they can say, oh, I know GUIDs. I know exactly what this is. I'll use this because it's reliable, or lets me differentiate and that kind of thing. Or if it's Castomatic or AntennaPod and they see this, they're like, I'm hamstrung here because I'm just a single app and all I have in my library is 25 podcasts. I don't know these GUIDs. I don't know what these are.
Right.
So I need a URL is way easier for me. So you don't get the benefit of GUID, which is tracks changes over time, because eventually that is possible that URL may be wrong if the feed moves. Mm-hmm. Then the GUID is your authority.
Or if someone just decides they want to change their GUID, that it's a no-no, but that could happen, right?
It could. Those people should be
shot
harmed.
At dawn. Yeah.
Yes, at dawn, yes. Does anybody shoot anybody at night? Is it always at dawn?
No, I think it's always at dawn. Like to get your day started, you know, if you're on the firing squad, it's like, hey,
what's over coffee. Yeah.
What's your Friday like? I'm going to shoot somebody and then, you know, then go golfing, discus golf or something.
So that's the GUID should be authoritative, but URL for fallback.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Solved.
Me just said I changed my GUID once and Dave got so mad at me.
Yeah, it's not. I had for a while there, Curry and the Keeper somehow had a duplicate GUID of, I think, Podcasting 2.0, and John Spurlock spotted it. He said, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
It is a no-no.
You should be for that.
Well.
Shot at dawn.
Shot at dawn, right. Just before discus golf. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. We also put in a couple of TLV attributes to the Blip 10.
Yes. This is for the hold on 1 second, Dave. We got to do a little.
Baller, shot caller, 20 inch blades on the Impala.
Darren O'Neill, Darren O.
Whoa, what'd he do?
He's 100,001.
Oh,
another vigorous installment for all the services you provide. There's more where this came from. If anyone has a photo of Sir Gene on a recumbent bike, okay. Go podcast.
That's random.
I don't know what he's doing, but I have to.
We break for ballers. For pictures of Sir Gene.
Did you see, by the way, that Fountain, when you do a baller boost, you get a little icon that says baller boost?
Oh, is it like a badge?
Yeah, like next to the boost amount. It has a little icon, a little badge, baller boost.
I'm such a sucker for that kind of stuff.
I love that
kind of badge.
I love that too. It's very cool. I agree.
It's such a gamification, but I get, I love it. I get sucked in. The Blip 10.
Yes. This is for replies and other things.
Yeah. So, it got spotted after last week's episode with the scissors.
Yeah.
That I think it was Joe Martin. I can't remember.
Well, this is for attribution, right? This is for attribution, right?
I can't remember the etiology of how this happened, but I think Joe said, "How do I know where these came from? How do I know if
let me just stop you there. This is really interesting because I had the exact same thing as I'm looking at the helipad and I'm seeing, by the way, before I forget, for some reason, when you install a helipad on Umbral, you get two icons on the desktop. I have no idea why. Something's weird. They both do the same thing, but you get two icons. Just a bug. I've been meaning to mention this to you for months.
I blame Umbral.
Oh, totally. So, I'm looking at the helipad. I'm like, oh, so hopefully I'll see what I was expecting to see, and I don't know, I mean, I know why, but technically, what was I thinking? What I was hoping to see was all of a sudden I would be getting 5%, but seeing the total amount of boosts going to Joe Martin. And of course, that never happened. So for me, I also wanted the satisfaction of seeing, of basically being in his split, if that makes any sense.
I don't understand. Can you explain it to me more?
Yeah, like a human? Okay. So so I'm watching Helipad. I'm seeing the boost for Podcasting 2.0 come in. I'm seeing boosts and boostograms.
Right.
And what I was expecting at a certain point is to see people boosting for Joe Martin. And then on my Helipad, me seeing attribution to Joe Martin, i.e., love your song, Joe, and it would say Joe Martin. And I'd see the whole boost amount, but I'd be getting, still be getting the 5% or whatever to our feed. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Initially, I thought you were talking about the original SAT value for numerology, but you're talking about the actual metadata of Joe's feed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So just like it says, you know, on, on a boostagram here, it says, you know, Darren O, Podcasting 2.0, episode 132, live May 12th. So what I would expect to see is Joe Martin, what was it, Against Gravity.
High gravity.
Against Gravity. Sorry. The moon landing. High Gravity. And then from who it was from and the full boost amount, knowing that I'm only getting a percentage of that. But that, and I'd like to see the message. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because because for me, that makes me super happy to see that. Like, oh man, people like this song. You know, I picked another winner. No, that's what I want to see.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. So I think we can do that with this. So we have. It would take a call. It's not going to be in the TLV itself because that's. We're really pushing the limits of how much data we can stuff in here.
Okay.
But the ability to get it is there. So you can have these two values are remote feed GUID.
Yeah, Stephen B.
Remote item GUID.
Yeah, I get it. So again, here's the remote item becomes our foundational, our Rosetta Stone.
The Rosetta Stone that pieces this stuff together. Because now Helipad knows which feed was being referenced.
Yes.
And where this foreign alien value block came from.
Yeah.
And it can go get it.
Can I just say I'm so excited about this stuff. I am really all jacked about it. I love this.
Yeah, me too. So there's one cautionary tale here.
Are you going to rain on my parade?
No, okay. I'm not. Okay, no, this okay. is for developers.
Okay.
So just be understand that some of the names or some of this stuff it might change. Like I just mean you don't have to hold off on scissors. I mean go ahead, but like things like remote feed GUID, remote item GUID. It's possible that's a confusing name. So there's a lot of the word remote going on here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Go ahead. And right. this could get, because in actuality, what remote feed GUID and remote item GUID in the TLV are referring to, it's remote from Joe Martin's feed perspective.
Right. Even though it would be originating then in that case.
Right, because this is meant, the remote feed GUID and the remote item GUID are meant for Joe's feed to know where the source of the boost came from.
Right.
And so his Albi wallet would be getting boosts, and his Albi wallet would then need to reference remote feed GUID and remote item GUID to know where, oh, this came from the Podcasting 2.0 podcast. They included a remote. So it's like, from our perspective, remote item specifies him as the remote. From his perspective, remote feed GUID, remote item GUID specifies us as the remote, which is sort of confusing.
Yeah.
It should probably honestly be source feed GUID and source item GUID or something along those lines. So, I guess what I'm saying, the warning is, like, if you jump on this stuff as soon as it hits the GitHub without it being declared as quote formalized,
you could wind up changing your code later.
Yes. Not the end of the world. I mean, these are just little names of things, but just something to be aware of. Yeah.
This is so.
I'm not a big naming guy, but. But there is there's a lot of overlap here that could get confusing. So I just want to make sure that we understand what, like, we may need to change this. As a matter of fact, I think we should just go ahead and change the name of remote feed GUID and remote item GUID to something else. I will let everybody else determine what that should be. But I think everybody sees the issue.
I just remembered, I think you're right. It was Joe Itoy who had the whole concept. Paul Itoy of Joe had the whole concept of splits. And then you and I remember us talking, because I remember I was in the car, I think, talking to you about it. For some reason, I was in my car. And we said, man, would it be cool if we could have everybody part of the value flow?
Yeah.
I think it was something like that. Because initially we were like, hey, how do we get, you know, like a voluntary fee to the index. We literally had, or the initial thing was, oh, but I'm going to have, we'll have one channel from the index that goes to our like node in front of it. And that node will pick up a percent every single time someone sends something. That was like the initial thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, no, this is inefficient. And then that's where, so it's, thank you, Paul Etoy.
Yeah. Paul and Evan Feenstra.
Evan.
They had a lot to do with the initial stuff with this.
They sure did.
So phase six has a pull request. I'm piling everything into a pull request that will pull the trigger on when phase six. So what'll happen is June 1st is the cutoff date for phase six. That's when everything will pause. That's when everything will stop. And then we'll just do a review and see where we're at and see if anything needs to be tweaked. We're still on, let me look at this phase six list here. We're still on pace. Let's see, we've got remote item, we've got pod roll, list mediums. Those are going to go in there this weekend. Update frequency from Nathan Gathright. That should not be a problem. It's pretty straightforward. Accepts guests. Okay. The has guests or accepts guests.
This is so funny to me because, because one of the reasons for getting rid of email addresses in feeds and moving to the kind of non-existent TXT field was to stop people from emailing podcasters. And honestly, of all the spam I get, and I like it. I like spam. I just filter to another bucket. I look at it from time to time. I would say 70% is, here's a great guest I have for your show. So we took all that out. And now we have we're putting in a tag that's like, yeah, if you want to promote your guest to my show, I take guests. And then how do you contact the person now?
I have no idea.
This whole thing is just weird to me. It's like we're building a spam filter with the namespace, I guess is what I'm saying.
Spam filter. I think accepts guests feels to me like it should be just let's rewind back in time. Do you remember when I had this proposal for something? I think I called it like state or status or something like that. It's a terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the idea there was that you would have like sort of like flags.
Yeah, either it was a free account that could be a piece of crap. It was a paid podcast, paid account, something like that. Yeah.
Bingo. Exactly. And so like you would have this comma separated or some list of tags and you say, okay, well, it's almost like a bitwise, sort of like a bitwise value in code where you have this, list of where you have this you have a byte and you can, depending on what the position of which bits are zero or one, it means, well, this function, I'm going to tell it to do this or that or this or that. Well, like it's the same thing here. It's like, well, if there's this tag, let's just call it, podcast colon flags. If it's flagged as trial feed, then it means it's a free account, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, it seems like accepts guests should be just another flag in some tag like that instead mm-hmm. of a tag instead all of a by separate itself.
Tag. Yeah. That makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's all it is a yes, no.
Are people actually using the block tag at all? Have hosts implemented this?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because, we got a, as I was triaging our incoming support emails, someone, and it's funny because I can hear the tone, at least in my head, like, I don't want to be on your platform at all. Get it all off. Take it away.
That's the voice I hear too.
That's what I heard. And it's, Buzzsprout says, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, I can take it all off, but unless Buzzsprout puts a block tag in there, we're going to ingest it again when you hit the pod ping or something else or someone else will submit it. So we're going to go through this over and over again. I was wondering if we knew if they, because I said, please ask them to put the block tag in. I don't even know if they can or if they've implemented that.
Now, I don't, that part is not, you don't have to worry about that. Cause when I kill a feed in the index, I just flag it.
Oh, okay. So I can say, dead. Yeah, we'll block it, but don't you dare come back.
Yeah. This have you noticed there's a lot now, tell me I'm wrong, but there is a lot more people that it seems like there's a lot more people bailing out and saying, hey, I want you to delete my podcast.
Yeah. And they've already said, I've deleted my feed over here. I've deleted everything. They have, in fact, deleted their feed. And it's just kind of cached on our man. I wish I could take some of that away from you, because it'd be so easy for me to just, you know, hit a couple of buttons and you know, nuke something. I would need nuke and refresh is basically the only two things I need.
I've got a long, you know, you've got the short list of things I have to do, and then the longer list of things I need, you know, that I need slash want to do.
Okay.
The have to list is got some real important things on it, but the longer list, that is one of them. I'm going to give you a management portal.
Oh, a management portal. Oh, I like it.
You like the sound of that?
Yeah, sexy. I do.
Management portal.
I like management portal.
Give you a dashboard. Yeah. So that's on the list. I think ideally it would be more than just you, you know, like it would be, we just give it to the trusted people.
Oh, yes. Ideally, you're not doing any work and I'm not doing any work. That's ideal.
That's the best of all worlds.
Definitely. Yes. That's the ideal scenario. But no, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to help, brother. Just throwing up the help things.
But I think there's a couple more tags that a Podping tag, and there's a couple more, I think like a tracker tag. There's a couple more things. There's two of them that Alex needs or two that Alex needs to make the PeerTube stuff work.
He's really close, right? He said he's very close to having PeerTube feeds with the value block, everything all in it. Yeah, that's exciting.
And then the chat tag, I think we can boot that to phase 7. Just to make sure that we're not getting too much on our plate here.
Yeah, we got to be able to. Yeah, we need to be able to start up the actual chat before.
That's a big thing. Yeah. Thanks for kneecapping.
Hold on a sec. Let me just think about this for a moment, because we have all these lit podcast apps firing up now, and I'm pretty sure one or two of them are going to want to offer some kind of stream to podcasters, some kind of service, or at least something. So we may see more podcasts going lit. So it's kind of a missing piece. So, okay, where do they implement their chat?
So the idea here, the idea here is that the way this is going to work initially, I'm going to get something out the door that just works as a web-based chat first, and then we'll pull the other pieces in. So the idea here, and this is the part I haven't finished yet for us, and why I forgot to do the chat at the beginning of the show, was because the way this should function is that when you push the live Podping notification through the Stephen B. magic webhook,
it should fire up the chat automatically.
It should spin up a new chat.
Beautiful. And it will...
Send the end tag, it'll stop it.
Right, but sovereign feeds or your feed needs to know what the URL is of that chat. So is that predetermined?
Well, I mean, it all happens. The feed comes through the webhook,
Feed says this is what it should be.
It sticks it in there.
Oh, sexy!
You just shoves it right in.
Sexy, shove it in there. My wife's not here, man. What can I tell you?
It's an after-school special is what this is.
Yes, it is. Cool.
Yeah. I think we're
doing good. I'm very excited about this next, about phase 6. There's a lot of cool stuff in there.
And a Podping tag, too. There's a Podping tag. Brian's been needing that.
Oh, what's the Podping tag?
It just tells the world whether or not this feed is
Podping enabled. Oh, support. Okay, got it. Yeah. Cool.
That way, you know, it gives you a clue as to how to aggregate it, how to hit it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there's any, but I guess as far, so feedback would be helpful on, accepts guests. If we can kind of come to a decision, if we want to have that as just a flag of a flags tag, and then, update frequency. If anybody has any more input on that, that one's pretty straightforward. And I think other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape when it comes to coming up on June 1.
Are we in three? Are we in year three yet? Are we close to 3 years?
August.
Yeah. Year. Wow, man. What a great project. So much fun.
No,
I love this. It's the most fun I've had not making any money. It's great.
That's right.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm trying to. We're about to make less money because I've got to upgrade the database. I tried last weekend, but failed.
Oh, what do you mean you failed? Just the upgrade didn't work?
I mean, I was mostly getting my bearings straight. I thought I might get an easy win. Nah, no, not so much.
There's no shortcuts. No shortcuts in database development.
So the way I did it before was like. You know, it's like Indiana Jones with the, he's trying to steal the golden, thing, and he has to have the bag of sand because, you know, he's got to like replace it swiftly. Like
So the weight stays on. Yeah.
So the weight stays. That's basically what's what I'm trying to do with the database.
And the database went, hey man, that's sand. No.
Yeah. It's like, F you, man, you're not doing this.
I was going to say, I was going to switch topics and say how I think you and I both feel a little bit dirty.
Do I feel dirty?
Yeah, because of our light phone podcast action.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go down the light phone trail
just
here?
Just for a moment, you know, Dave and I both decided, what was that, last week? Was it a week ago?
2 weeks ago. I got mine Monday of this week.
Right. I got mine on Saturday for some reason. Okay, so we both ordered a light phone 2. And the whole idea is to, you know, not be taking the smartphone everywhere. And this Light Phone 2, it's the funniest product. I mean, it's chicks dig it, man. You put this on the table in a restaurant, people are like, what is that? Is that a Palm Pilot? Which kind of resembles a Palm Pilot. And it does some very simple things, phone calls, text messages, alarm, calendar, notes, which includes voice recording, dictation. I love that. Music, podcast, hotspot, calculator, and directions, which is surprisingly good. And it has a kind of like a Kindle screen, an e-ink screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I'm really enjoying it. I take it everywhere. Oh, it does podcasts. I take it everywhere when I'm out of the house, and you know, I leave the Graphene OS, you know, kind of it's in the holder, and I've got computers everywhere. So the only other like instant thing people might need me for would be Signal, which I have on the computer. That's it. And then you know, email and. You know, and texting, it has a voice to text option, which is phenomenally good, even though it gives you an on-screen QWERTY keyboard. And I don't know where this voice to text is being done. I'm sure it's not on the device itself.
I can tell you the talk to text on this thing is better than an iPhone. It is outrageously good. Really,
although it does a lot of periods when I'm not expecting it to.
I'm used to saying, that's the thing I'm having to get used to is I, like on the iPhone, when I talk to text, you have to say like period. Or
right. This
question
one writes
mark.
It out. Exclamation mark. No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
You go, boy, this is really cool. Then it'll add an exclamation mark after it.
Or if I say, hey, are you using the light phone today? It'll like hear your tone or something. Yeah, but you have know to put a question mark.
I have to exaggerate. Are you using the light phone today? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I find a lot of backspacing and adding that in.
Give me your journey this week. How's that look?
Well, it's been surprisingly good. I It turns out I do a lot more text messaging with people. I'm already a green bubble on everybody's phone, so they know I'm a loser. I'm not an iPhone guy. And so there was not much of a switch. This thing will show you the emojis. Man, people use a lot of emojis. So it shows you the emojis. You can't do emojis back. So I'm just, you know, making emoticons cool again. And people are like, wow, that's cool. You sent me a Homer Simpson, which I'm like, I immediately sent that to my boys. Look at this.
Homer it's dynamite, Simpson. Isn't it?
Yeah, do that with your emoji, sucker. Yeah. And it does group text really well. My whole life has changed because I'm walking the dog. You know, I'd always have my phone with me. And if someone, you know, sent me a text, I'd look at it. And then I'd be, oh, what's the price of Bitcoin? What's the emails? You know, then, you know, the dogs look at me like, I gotta take a shit, man. What are you doing? Like, stop that. Now, the only thing, the podcast player it has on there, which you manage from a dashboard, you know, a website, which is clearly not looking up the podcast index, sadly, because you can add a URL a feed. So I feel dirty because I was listening to Mere Mortals and I was outside and I was in the car and I was listening on this thing and I know I'm not streaming any sats, and this is where I felt bad. So I came so I came back. I immediately sent 77777 to Kyron. I said, no. I listened to the whole interview, so I don't know what I owe you, but here it is. And that's the only thing that I don't feel good about. But otherwise, I kind of love it. You and I have less contact, even.
We do.
Which is okay, I guess.
It's, well, the thing, it's funny. Somebody asked, my coworker asked me today, how's the light phone thing doing? And my son the other day, he's like, what is that? I was like, it's my new phone. He's like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
I was like,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, when I was telling my coworker today, I was like, you know, you really can't, it's not, you can't do a, this is not like a, is this phone good type answer, because you're not, when you buy this phone, you're not buying just a phone. You're buying a, you're having, you're choosing a lifestyle.
Correct.
It's way more involved than just a phone, because the smartphone addiction
it's subtle and it's real.
It is so real.
You almost said 100%. I heard it.
Did you see how
you caught yourself?
I'm like Tiger Woods stopping.
I'm very, very, very proud of you, Dave Jones.
Yes.
Good catch.
The subtlety of it is what gets you. So I got a couple of examples, if you will indulge me.
Oh, no, of course, because let me just say one thing. What I noticed is you go out to dinner with a couple people. We have some friends. We go out to dinner, and at a certain point, you notice everyone's on their phone, but you're looking at them because you got nothing to look at. And yeah, that's when it becomes, whoa, look at all this, you know. And then, you know, you can just look at them and just observe what they're doing. It gave me a kind of a powerful feeling.
You feel like you're in control.
Yes.
Of yourself. here's an example. My routine when I get to the office every morning is I bring a hydro flask, little, whatever you call those things, little thermos looking thing. I bring it and it has some milk in it. So, and then I go and I make a pot of coffee and I fill up my thermos with the coffee, and then I just pour coffee for myself out of that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at my car insurance. We had gotten that the other day. I'm like, I'll look at this when I get to the office. And so I'm like, okay, well, I need to log into the portal on my car insurance website. And so I grab my thermos. I go into the break. I start to head into the break room to fix my coffee. And I instinctively, I reach for the iPhone because I'm like, okay, I'm going to check my insurance and all this stuff on the phone as I go in while I'm waiting for the coffee to brew, because it takes like 7 or 8 minutes
instead of enjoying the process of brewing coffee.
Yeah. And I froze. It's like my mind didn't know. It's like this. if I can't do two things at the same time, I didn't know what to do at all.
Yeah, and you would feel uncomfortable. I should be doing something.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. I'm already past that stage. It went real quick for me.
Me too. I am too. And so I was like, you know what, Dave? I was like, I snapped out of it after about 5 or 6 seconds. I was like, hey, you know what, idiot? You can just go make coffee.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And so I did. I just went in there and made coffee. And I don't know. I just thought about other stuff. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, but we talk about kids being, attention deficit disorder, disabled. Then there's adult deficit hyperactive disorder. I mean, it's all the phones. It's all the phone. I just look at my phone and what do I have here? I've got my car is telling me about it's unlocked. I've got the Bitcoin price. I've got notifications on Signal and on Telegram and on WhatsApp and my email. And I'm like, no, no. And I feel much, much better. Now, the hotspot on the light phone is great because I haven't used it yet. I feel like when I'm in the car and I'm driving, I want to have my modern podcast app. I really do. I can just throw that in the side of the door and not look at it. And it's not going to do anything else, but just play the podcast for me. I feel this is important. And so I use the hotspot for that. So I'll be sending sats. I've advanced enough out of the addiction that I can do that. But I'm not grabbing for this thing.
Okay.
So I think it's good, but it would be great if we could just add on the back end, developers. I know that someone's developing this thing. We can just add, first of all, the 2.0 index lookup. Hello. And, connect it to your Albi wallet. That should be possible, people.
Yeah. The biggest showstopper for me, it's not a showstopper. I'm in now. I'm completely bought in. But there's one thing that I have got to figure out a solution for. It's the two-factor authentication rotating code app. I have like 25 of those in my two-factor authentication app. And
right.
I've got to be like, so I'm my only, the thing I can think of right now is I'm going to have to get a second iPhone. Like an old crap, old piece of crap one, and leave it at the office.
So I have a Vault Warden on my this is on the Start 9. Okay. So I can just use Tor and then bring that up on the computer. And it has a two-factor authentication in there.
That's an idea.
It does the code generator. Code generator. So it's not fast. It's not like picking your phone, pop, 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 but at least you can bring it up. Bring it up over Tor. So, we know that felt-manhood is got the certs for it. So it's SSL secure. And that is in fact, one of Start 9 says that's just start with slow with getting off stuff, centralized stuff. And that's a good way to go with Vault Warden running and use a Bitwarden. Yeah, you literally log in through Tor. And you can create the codes and you can authenticate with it. So that's a way to do it.
The battery life on this thing is outrageous.
Yeah. If you don't use it for anything, then yeah. But even if you do, it's surprising how long this lasts. It really is quite long.
Well, I turned on the Bluetooth and because I use Apple AirPods, I turned on the Bluetooth and the AirPods are... They do not work with this thing.
Really?
It's glitchy AF.
Yes, oh, because I've got the cheap ass Beats Flex.
Those work okay?
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, well, I may have to get those because the AirPods are terrible
and they're cheap this. Is this a native ad? Really? Really, C. Brooklyn? Really? The fact that we don't do advertising is the reason why we can talk passionately about a product. Don't insult me. Can I kick them out of the chat?
I paid $300 for this.
Really. $299, but I got the case. I paid extra for the case. Did you get the case?
I didn't get the case, no.
It looks like a 3D printed thing. It wasn't worth the $20 or whatever.
I'm not getting it.
I'm someone who drops stuff.
It's a life-changing experience. It really is. I mean, Because I take a walk every day at like 10, twice a day, at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. I get up from my desk, take a walk around the office area for a while just to stretch my legs, get some exercise. And usually I listen to a podcast while I'm walking, usually about 10, 15 minutes. And I just didn't now. And I was, you know, I had a chance to think about
life.
I had a chance to think about the namespace and some of the things we're doing. And that's one of the reasons why I did a lot of commits to the namespace repo.
I had a chance to think about it. I mean, ever since I stopped smoking in November, I mean, tobacco, weed and everything, I've been very productive myself. Life changing. One more thing we need to talk about. Because it came up on the social, Podster.
Oh, the Noster thing?
Yeah. Which I'm looking at it and I kind of want to stop it in its tracks. Yeah. In a way, I hate stopping development, but all I can see is RSS is old fashioned. and I just want to say, it's not going to work. If you're trying to build something that is going to replace RSS, there's a long line of corpses.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that. I mean, I love the idea that people want to do something with podcasting and Noster, but I just don't see the point.
I don't either. If you build it and you have, I don't know, 100 people use it, hey, great.
Great. Yeah.
Good for you. But if you're expecting to make, I guess the warning is, if you're expecting to make a huge dent in podcasting, it's not, because 90% of podcasters go through a podcast host, and that's they're not going to do that.
No, but then it comes in, you know, well, it has to be censorship resistant. Like, this is kind of what we're already doing.
There's not really a censorship problem in podcasting anymore, anyway.
No, there isn't.
Especially now with, it's just not a thing. I've been researching this NewsGuard.
Oh, that's hilarious. I have a good take on this, or a different take from everybody.
Oh, yeah?
You want to explain what? Why don't you explain what it is first, and then what your exploration has resulted in?
It's a way to score content, podcasts, websites, based on a rating system that takes these different these 9 different criteria points in it. And it's done by a bunch of on staff people who they say are trained or journalistically trained is the terminology they use. So it's basically, it's like a fact checker Snopes type thing, but they apply a score to your content. So, and really it looks like the ultimate thing is so that brands feel safe.
So I've been hearing a lot about this. I listened to Todd and Rob talk about it. I listened to Dave Jackson and Daniel J. Lewis talk about it on their podcast. I listened, of course, to the original source of the news from Pod News, a Pod News Weekly Review. This is nothing more than the podcast industrial complex eating itself. This is two things. One, purely political, which, you know, go ahead. You'll love it. These tools always get used against you in the long run. No one wins in that game. But it's also to eat up as much ad money as possible. Screw those guys. And if we have to, we can even start saying, oh, you know, should check these guys. They shouldn't have a good rating. Get rid of them. It's all to get as much of the ad money, which I hear is $2 billion, as much of the ad money as possible. And this has no bearing on anybody except the top 50 news, quote unquote, opinion podcasts. I still don't know where all this money is. I'm still trying to find it. I'm still trying to find $1.8 billion. But okay. I'm sure it's there.
I listened to an interview by one of the founders, the guy that used to be at the Wall Street Journal, and he explained it. He said, "I think the reasoning there went, yes, there's the political angle, and then there, but their real money play there is, okay, there's brands, like you said before, brands are like, it's like garlic and crosses controversy,
yes,
and they don't want to be anywhere near it." And so he here's how he described it. I wish I'd clipped it, but I'm not done. I've got some more to listen to. He described it as, okay, there's content out there that if you transcribe it and look at the words they use, it's scary words. And in his words, he said things like gay. And so he's like, so that is content that you may not want to buy ads against because it could be controversial, but they go in and do the work to find out if it actually is controversial so that you're not restricted based purely on keywords. So they figure all this stuff out and they say, okay, this has some keywords in it that may scare you off, but we are saying that this is safe to advertise against. So therefore, it's a play. It's a pure advertising money play to get more ad dollars into the market against content that is otherwise deemed off limits.
And I'll just have you know that in 2006, we had the term brand safe and brand suitable already with Podshow. This is nothing new. This is the thing that's. I used to get really frustrated. I don't get frustrated over it anymore because I'm just like, okay, I'm just sit back and watch. I know how it ends. I wrote this movie. I starred in it. I produced it. Mm-hmm. I did distribution. I did the gambit. I did the press tour for it. I've been here. I have the t-shirts, hoodies, mugs. This is we're going through something all over again. And then when I hear people in the closed podcasting business of the podcast industrial complex nice. Say, well, this is all new. You know, this is such a new medium. Bullshit. It's 20 years old, people. Nothing's going to change. You're just new to the game. It's the same thing. It's just, and what happened to podcasting, the minute social media networks came out, podcasting was, you know, page 13 below the fold. Yep. And now half of you are lying and half of you are just ignorant. And the lying part is what kind of gets me. You know, I love companies that, yes, well, we're doing, yeah, we love producing content, sometimes just for the creative art of it. Bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sure.
Well, you know, and then we have, of course, our brand business. No, that is your business. You create podcasts for brands. You create podcasts around brands. It's nothing different than soap operas that start around a soap brand. This has been done over and over and over again. And what's sad is that we eventually get to the point where we start calling the way it used to work open podcasting and then call YouTube videos podcasting without an RSS feed and get all excited about it. It's pathetic. It won't happen. We'll be talking about this in 10 years from now. It'll be the same thing.
And NewsGuard people also have an intelligence wing.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Intelligence. But you know, Jimmy Wales is a part of this. Really? The Wikipedia guy? Okay, well, now how good is Wikipedia when it comes to accuracy? Just look at my own Wikipedia page, which I'm not allowed to change myself, even though I'm an expert on all things Adam Curry.
you are the expert about yourself.
No, I got in deep trouble for changing a wiki page. John Battelle. Oh, he's also an advisor. Wired Magazine. This is a jerk off session.
There's a Dutch guy in there too.
Which guy?
What's that guy's name? I lost it. It's like an art collector, but he's also an investor.
Let me see. Our investors. Okay. Is he an investor or is he? The Knight Foundation. Okay, interesting. Oh, Eik van Otterlo?
Yeah, is that?
Why is his?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the thing you just said, Eik van Otterlo.
Let's see who he is. I'm not familiar with him.
He's like a art club, but he's a partner in some firm, like a investment firm.
Oh, these are very wealthy people.
Yeah,
these are very, yeah, very obviously. Wealthy people. Oh, they have Frans Hals, Ruisdael. Oh, they've got very, very important paintings in their collection. Okay,
all right. Yeah.
Well,
Not lightweights.
You know, it's like an NPR board in a way, which is fine. It's just they're not going to be looking at your podcast. They're not interested in that. They're interested in Megyn Kelly. They're interested in the Tucker Carlson. They're interested in American politics. It's stupid. It's stupid. Yep. And we've wasted enough time on this ourselves.
Agreed.
But I just need to say, look at the history. We've been through this. We've been through this so many times. We've been through this cycle. Advertising doesn't work well on podcasting. It just doesn't. I mean, it does if you're building brand specific or, you know, certain types of content, but it's not for, a couple people in a microphone and chatting about some stuff. Just doesn't work well for it. We have 13,313 value for value enabled podcasts today. That's not bad.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad. Shall we thank a few people, Mr. Jones?
I would love to thank people.
Let me start with some of the boosts that have been coming in during this lit episode. We just received one from Martin, known of Podfriend and Podfriend 2. And he sends another 5,000 sats saying, time to walk the dog. We'll listen to the last part of the show tomorrow while mowing the lawn. Just wanted to give a shout out to this amazing community. I love working with Curiocaster, Podstation, Podverse, Alex, Brian, and so many other great minds. And we agree, Martin. We love working with you. NetNed 6666, get gay for podcasting 2.0.
That's right.
All right, Ned. 24,000 sats from Oscar Mary. He says, almost massive thank you. Almost. Maybe meant almost. I think it's might be a spelling thing. Massive thank you to all the Fountain beta testers helping out these past 2 weeks. Couldn't have gotten here without you. Yes, we're very excited about the new Fountain. And then 25,000 again from Oscar Mary, boosting live Fountain 0.7 out next week on iOS and Android with a massive overhaul of the library. Should make navigating, managing your shows and episodes and listening much more smooth. And of course, lit! Shout out to 100% Retro for making building the live feature incredibly enjoyable. I will pass on the message. Just came in 7777 from Anonymous. Almost 3 years and you guys are just getting started. He says, go, or she says, go podcasting.
Go podcasting! There you go.
That's right. Let's see. We have, Oscar Mary says, he didn't mean almost, he meant also. 240 sats. Thanks. Yeah. correcting your with sats. I love that. Sam Sethi. 101010, yeah, baby.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Hello, he says, I have already added accept guests, trying to keep up with you on pod rolls. Excited for the pod ping notification. Any updates on these tags? Podcast colon, gateway podcast, popular, the podcast verification to replace podcast, TXT, and to claim a podcast with OAuth, light, but waiting on Tom Rossi and or GitHub community for final feedback. And of course, the pod sage blessing to proceed. Love the show.
That's a lot. Those first few, negative. Don't waste your time on those. We have, there's been no consensus around those at all. TXT for sure. Obviously, yeah, the popular one. No, don't waste time on those.
Okay.
Yeah, we got nothing on those. By the way, Sam, I need access to Pod Fans. I still can't get access.
Ditto.
I need an account, brother.
Chad,
I need my Dave at podcastindex.org to work.
Chad F 3333 says, won't somebody please think of the children?
I will. I'll think about them right now.
We had a jingle for that. Yeah, this is it. There we go.
That's what I do now that I have the iPhone. I just think of the children.
Think of the children all day long. There's our boost from Darren O, 100,001. We thanked him for that. Stephen B, short row of sticks, 1111. Tell Fletcher to look at the comments for this episode. I attached a link to the Music Side Project Studio that lets him self-host his own music. I am also available for any help that's needed. And I put those links in the show notes as well. Fletcher with the boo boost, 8008, Sunday, May 28th, live after No Agenda. It's a promo. Will be a music jams and poetry slams with me. Me, Karen Blaney, I'm asking for help posting the music as a podcasting 2.0 compliant album. Ah, okay. Got it. So they're boosting back and forth. Keep these messages to yourself, people. Tone Wrecker 1111 live test, letting it rip. See Brooklyn 1112 11111 girl on girl music. Okay. I love sushi 20,000 sats. A girl like me test first live boost. Yahoo! Okay, you got to do that after the fact. We don't have the lit version working yet, so please do that again in CurioCaster and any other app that supports it. Bully Steve 3333 huzzah, live boosting. Life boosts are coming, and this comes from Fountain, so I maybe a tester there. And there's Dreb Scott, 5555, testing Fountain Live, my first live boost through Fountain, so there are testers on it. Booberry with 33333, got two things worth celebrating. One is the value time split. That was super fun to try out with three separate tracks, and it worked seamlessly. I guess they did it on their own show. Cool. Thank you, Alex, nice. Stephen B, and Dave. Second thing, I have finally unlocked the art of making 55-second show art gifts for under 30 megabyte. Going to change my name to Laughs with Scissors. What is this? The art of making 55 show art GIFs for under 30 megabytes. I'm not sure exactly what that. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Who's
Booberry? Booberry.
I only know what Booberry is talking about 30% of the time. So this is normal.
29% more than me.
Okay.
Anonymous 31,948. That looks like a Brian of London boost who just reconnected his wallet. Boosting like an Iron Dome interceptor on ascent, staying safe here so we can build the future together. That's definitely Brian of London. Probably under attack in Israel.
Under attack.
Row of Ducks 2222 from Nick, live and direct. Fletcher with a 7633. There's a 30,000 from Martin with beta failed successfully. We got another Macintosh with 2100, his first live boost from Fountain. Dirty Jersey Whore 19,760. Y'all on board the Quite Frankly podcast yet? Frank seems skeptical of Bitcoin, but is a prime candidate for podcasting 2.0. He's been juggling YouTube and all the YouTube alternatives and needs a permanent home. Video is a big part of his show. Someone building a 2.0 video platform, adopt him, please. QuiteFrankly.tv. Y'all be good. Well, that's something for Alex Gates for sure. Then there's our mega monster baller boost from Martin, 450,000. Anonymous with 1,000 sats. Oh, 1,000 sats to let you know we sent $1,000 from teamrss.com.
Oh, yep. We got you.
We'll big baller you in a moment.
Yes, we will.
We got, what is this? Anonymous, 11,111 sats saying live boot.
Boot!
Dreb Scott 22,222. My pre-show boost just came through as anonymous. Well, you changed it, and there is anonymous 222,222. There's Dreb Scott.
Shot caller 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Dude, we busted a mill on this one.
Jeez.
Eric PP 22,222. These people need a duck tank. And there's Martin with 22,222 and a whole bunch of tens. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. Mike Newman 1836 from the heart of FEMA Region 6 pre boost. I've got Borlaug. That was definitely a pre-boost. That'll be the last one. 73,000 sats. May 10th with Mexico Mother's Day. Went to see my adopted abuela, and I was listening to your last podcast. She asked about it and said, those two men must be very handsome.
She's exactly right.
Correct, abuela. She's 73, speaks no English, and she fell in love with your voices and your laughter. She listened to it in the bathtub every day since. Man, visual.
What?
It's like a telenovela. Thank you, gentlemen. Strong work. Well, we'll take it. Hello, abuela. Hello. Hello in your bathtub.
Abuela, have you met Roy?
Who else can we thank, Dave?
We can start off by thanking with a hearty thanks to the boys at RSS.com, Ben and Alberto and the gang, with a $1,000 donation.
Shot caller, 20 inch blades on the Impala.
We're very happy because this comes just in time. It all value for value works that way. Just in time for the database upgrade.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much. We're going to put a little. We'll name the machine RSS Boost.
Good. I'm about halfway through the Podcast Business Journal interview with Benjamin Richardson. Good interview so far.
Oh, is this a podcast as well? Or only written?
I think it's just written.
Because I try to subscribe and I get booted. Like, I also can't receive email from James Cridland. You know, it's like it's
your DKIM. It's your DKIMs.
No, we've looked at all that. It's something else. I'm not sure what it is.
He's got you blacklisted.
No.
You're banned.
No, I don't. Well, you know, so he's like, he said, well, you're blocking it. I said, no, I don't think so, but let me get Void Zero on. So I ping Void Zero, who's on noagendasocial.com, and James can't see his answers because, of course, No Agenda Social is blocked by James's Mastodon host.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course, so it's blocked by the entire universe.
Never-ending story. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Ben and Alberto.
Yeah, so really appreciate that, guys.
Really appreciate it. Thanks. We got that was our only PayPal. So we've got some our only one-time PayPal. We got some boosts.
Yeah,
we got 1701 from Anonymous says, "Welcome back, guys."
Yo,
thank boost.
You. Thank you,
Stephen B with a Satchel Richards Joe Martin music test boost.
No,
successful.
Oh, okay. Auburn, there was a lot of those, I think.
A bunch. I consolidated. Yes.
By the way, I just want to say, so after the show, I remembered, of course, to put the Joe Martin tags in and everything. Pretty slick the way Sovereign Feeds has it. It took me a second to figure out, pre-production, post-production, or he has two different modes for doing that. But it's slick, man. You literally type in the name, the artist shows up, you select the song, boom, it goes in, you sync it with the time. Done. Very, very cool system.
Live is going to be a trip. That's going to be a fun thing to work through. I would love to see like a when you go to do your first live, I would love to see it like a video of your hand, of like your keyboard and the screen.
I'm gonna have to use my right foot. I'm gonna need a foot to go with that for sure.
Yes. You're gonna be a hand short. Auburn Citadel 10,000 sats running with scissors.
Thank you. Very nice.
Oh, another one. So he gave two times 10,000. Oh, wait a second.
What?
Auburn Citadel, 100,000 sats.
Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Busting the mill.
Through Curio Caster, he says, cool beans. And again with another 100,000 sats.
Baller.
Through Curio Caster.
Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Gene Everett, 33333.
Nice.
From Fountain, he says, boost, boost, boost.
You got
boost,
it.
Boost, boost, boost.
We got 1,700 sats from Chaos 99 without a note. We got 1948 from Brian of London. Not sure if the last one worked. Trying again. Gravity won't hold podcasting 2.0 down.
Nice.
Thank you, Brian. He sent two of those. 3690 from Anonymous through Podverse is like the track at the beginning of the show. Start 9 is cool. I like the detailed interface. I keep running Umbral. I think it's more open for nerds. Also, Start 9 hangs strong on an SSL tour. Thanks for the show.
Yes, thank you. It's true. But long term, I think Start 9 is really the way to go. I mean, building a whole OS around this is dynamite, but they definitely need to fix the dynamic naming of machines.
Man, the mempool finally came back down. That thing was woo.
I saw 300, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
It was like $20-$25 to open a channel at one point.
Insane. Totally insane.
Some quack sent us 111. He says, I was actually toilet scrolling when you brought it up and the shame was real. Airhead, 1,000 sats. Through Curio Caster, he says, boosting this bitchin' song. Nice.
Oh, cool. So this all went to Joe Martin.
He sent in another 1,000 and another 1,000. He says, boosting the general podcast to compare and contrast. Okay. So he's doing testing. He's doing research.
Nice. Yes. Research. We we approve of researching with boosts.
Real sats, yes, real. Stephen B., 2,000 sats. He says, TOV remote GUID test. Gotcha. A couple of those. Joel W., 333. He says, three levels of niche boost.
Nice.
That's true. I mean, like, you're boosting another person's podcast, another person's content on our podcast about, which is a podcast about podcasting. It's
recursion.
Inception.
That's what it is. Inception.
Lincoln, 10,000 sats through CurioCaster. He says, great tune, Joe, and great work, Stephen B.
Lovely. Yes.
Yep. Janegi Jr. Sent 200. He says, great show. Clarkian, my friend, says, skiddly beep boop.
Beep bop boop bop. Bombshell. Yep. Skiddly beep boop.
25,000 sats. Olive Fox sent 100 sats through Breeze. Says, boosting Joe.
Ah, cool.
Olive Fox, come
except,
on.
Except that won't work.
We know that's you.
Yeah, but it won't work from Breeze.
Right, because he doesn't do the split. Yeah, right. Doesn't do the remote split. That's what everybody calls Roy, right? That was his nickname in high school, the Olive Fox.
The Olive Fox. I think some people still call him that on the weekends.
Mere Mortals podcast, 4321 sats through Fountain. He says, my second chat with Dave came out this week. We finally got to the heart of what's making him sick all the time. But also,
no spoilers, no spoilers. People have to listen to the show.
But also had some fun V4V chat and why everyone is pumped for music. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Love Kyron.
I love the chapter art. He's like showing all these philosophers and these books. I'm like, oh man, he did some real work. I always love his chapters. His chapters are great.
That man's a chapter savant. Yes,
he is.
Chad F. 2112 Rush Boost is sending a test boost from Podcast Guru on iOS. Yay!
Yay! Podcast Guru. All right, Guru.
Steps into the arena.
Yes.
And he said. So Jason said this morning that they right now they're only supporting the value blocks that are in the feed, but then they're going to be pulling from the APIs. Right.
Is it? So, wasn't he fundamentally against value for value? Not fundamentally, but there was some fear. Was he one like I don't want to do it now? Or am I thinking?
I don't think so. I think you may be thinking Xavier from Podcast Addict.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Jason's always been pretty open to it. Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
He's working on it, man. He's got live and V4V. So, I mean, like, it's neat. Yeah, this thing's rolling.
Yeah.
It's funny now that have lot, you know, Podcast Guru and Podverse, on the smartphone, like, whenever one of your shows goes live, it's like, or, Dudes and Dads.
Oh, you get boink, 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 boink. You get all these alerts. I know. It's cool.
Marks, 31,111 sats through Fountain. Nice. Says, takes guts to do a first like this. Value splits with music, trying it out live without testing. That was tight. I'm coming back with CurioCaster so I can stream the sats properly.
Nice.
Boost.
Gene Bean, 2222 through Fountain. He says, super glad to see the activity tab for this show in Fountain now.
Because we had that enabled. We said turn it back on.
For the comments.
Yeah, okay, turn it back on.
Yeah, I did notice we got quite a few of the like low, you know, like less than 1,000 sat comment type.
Right. Yeah,
type
comments.
Boost this week. Yeah.
It's okay. I was wrong. I was wrong. Mea culpa. It did not affect our value for value income at all.
Gene Bean, 2222 through Fountain. He says, mad props to Oscar for the implementation of transcripts within Fountain. They look really good.
Oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting for this. I cannot wait to see it.
2222 Road Ducks through Castomatic from Anonymous. Thank you. I got a few of those. Mere Mortals podcast. Kyron again, 2222 says, hey, Adam, you passed your 100K sat limit for supporting via boostergrams. So you've earned a Mere Mortals t-shirt. Let me know if you'd like one.
Yeah, of course I want a t-shirt. P.O. Box 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
Joe Martin Music, 21,000 sats.
Ah, Joe, you didn't have to do that, man. Boost. Thank you.
He says beer money with a beer emoji.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll drink one. We'll drink one on your behalf.
Yep. Steven Crater, 2,000 sats. Test from Podcast Guru. It's working, Steve.
It is working.
Value Blocks. Let's see. Debased Ghost sent us a satchel of Richard through CurioCaster. He says Value Block splits go to 11 twice.
Nice. Did he send it from CurioCaster?
Yes, CurioCaster.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
He sent two of those. No, three of those. Sent three of those. Thank you, Debased Ghost. Hoddle Rodeo sent in again another satchel of Richards. He says value splits go to 11. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we got the delimiter.
Yeah, Comistry
Blogger. 33015 through Fountain. He says, daring Dave and alleviating Adam. The consequence of your actions cannot be understated. Podcasting 2.0 provides the marketplace for Freeze Peach. We understand the utility of V4V advertisement, so liberally apply worth to this show because, like you, providing useful knowledge about the 21st century fire is a public service. Technological intelligence will coalesce around the fields of podcasting, Bitcoin, and AI. Dear listeners, do yourselves a service. Subscribe to AI.cooking. Yo, CSB and Gwoof.
Thank you, CSB and Gwoof. And we actually got a Tallycoin donation.
Woo.
33,330 sats. Sam is super cool. Sam Sethi, who was on the show last week. Feels like we barely scratched the surface. Such kind words. So this is to make Adam feel warm and fuzzy inside. Love from Kyron.
No.
He had to do a tally coin on Chain Boost. Lovely. Thank you, ma'am. We have monthlies to thank as well.
We got some monthlies. Yeah,
the importance. Auto. Make this an auto, everybody, on your app. Make it auto.
Podverse, $50.
Thank you,
Mitch and Creon. Basil Phillip, $25. Lauren Ball, $24.20. Christopher Harabarek, $10. Mitch Downey, thank you, Mitch, $10. Terry Keller, $10. Jeremy Cavanaugh, $10. Chris Cowan, $5. And Jeffrey Rutherford, $5.
Thank you all very much for these very generous donations. Value for value. You can do it in so many ways. Time, talent, treasure. You really brought it today, certainly with the live boost, with all these lit apps, all these apps going lit. Remember to spread the love to Rusty Gate. Use CurioCaster for that. Go back and listen to it and send some love their way. Let's see if we can get this work. See if we can get them on number one on Wave Lake again. And you can go to podcastindex.org. Down at the bottom, there's two red donation buttons, one for your PayPal, your fiat fund coupons, and one for on-chain if you want to use that. But we recommend going to podcastapps.com, grabbing any one of those. Just the growing number of podcast apps that allow you to do value for value. And we thank you all very much, and especially developers. We love you. Thank you for doing all of this work to make it all possible.
Just want to point out the work that Guillermo and
PodStation.
Yeah, from PodStation, but he has been continuously working on the cross-app comments on our website.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
And they finally, Nathan and Steven Crater have been collaborating together, and you can post back now. Like, you can post comments from the site.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, and it's rad, too.
I didn't realize this had been done.
Yep.
Hold on a second. Let me just
check. This is new. I just pushed out to production maybe 2 days ago.
Let me just see for a second. So I can see here under, it won't show it under, okay, but under episodes, so this at 131, toilet scroller. Man, we have a lot of splits.
We do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I love seeing those. Okay, got this.
If you go to a post that you want to reply to and go to the little three dots over there to the right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. I see there's Guillermo.
Reply to this post.
Oh. Dude, this is cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
So it says, what is your Fediverse account? Are you
saying it already knew it, I guess, because it just gave me, all it is, it just gave me a way to respond.
Oh, wow. So it already picked it up?
Didn't ask me. I see. Forget this. What? Oh, Oh, you can undo it. Huh. Hold on. Oh, no, what is your Fediverse account? You're right. I didn't even read it. Adam@podcastindex.com.
Yeah, I think you have to use the at for, I think you have to do like.
Adam@podcastindex.social? Or no, oh, you tell me.
I thought it was at, but maybe it's not.
Let me see.
Forget, follow.
Reply copy to this link post. To this. Oh. Okay. Huh.
Oh,
it opened up. It opened up podcastindex.social.
Right.
That's what it's supposed to do?
Well, that's what you put in for your identity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now it should take you to where you can reply. Like it basically asks you what your account is, and then it will direct you
to that page.
To that page so that you can reply. It's sort of like it's like that experience when you're on another,
yes,
another Mastodon, right, and you want to reply. It like kicks you back. Yeah.
Right. So it's not really in line reply, but it's close to it. And then in order to see it, I have to refresh the page, I'm guessing.
Let me try it with my, because it worked on my other computer, but I haven't tried it from this one yet. Social.
Let's see.
David podcasting.
Loading, okay, loading, loading. It's loading. Yeah, okay. I showed up. It worked. Yeah.
Yep, that's what mine does too. So it just takes you to where you're going to reply.
Right,
to.
Right. You still have to hit reply, but it does take you there.
Yep, yep.
And it doesn't resolve my PCI little flag in my name. Just a small detail.
PCI?
Yeah. Wait. So if you do colon, PCI colon, it'll show a little podcast index logo next to my name.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, because this is truly decentralized chat. Yeah. I mean, excuse me,
comments.
Comments.
And yeah. Look, where do I moderate? Gotta moderate. I don't like any of these comments. Let's get rid of them.
Burn it down.
What do you mean? You mean it's not a problem? I mean, there's no moderation issues. Goodness.
I really appreciate.
Anyone Jeremy who sticks with that,
yeah, he's just diligent. Like he just goes down deep in a topic and just doesn't come up.
Sticks with it. Sticks with it. We love that. All right, brother. Well, what a day, huh? What a week. It's been phenomenal, and we got $2.01 on the clock. So I'm going to call it. Everybody, thank you very much for joining us here for the board meeting of podcasting 2.0. Dave, back to work for you.
I am off. I've actually got a call with a podcaster to help them out with a feed switch here in a minute.
Oh, lovely. Always at it. Always working for you. Value for value. Thank you all very much. We'll be back next week with another board meeting of Podcasting 2.0. Have a great weekend, everybody. Dave, see you then, buddy.
See you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
I'll get it all off. Take it away!